Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Lunchtime Classics. I'm Carol Larson, and I'm delighted to be here for this very special program today. Today's Lunchtime Classics features the winners of the WUOL Classical 90.5 and PNC Wealth Management Young Artists Competition. It was held last month. We have six very talented musicians on the program today, and we're going to get started right away and jump right in. And our first performer is 14-year-old violinist Grace Yu. Grace will be playing the first movement from the Kabalevsky Violin Concerto No. 1. Grace is accompanied today by Ji Hui Oh. Grace?
Thank you.
And that was 14-year-old violinist Grace Yu performing the first movement of the Violin Concerto No. 1 by Dmitri Kabalevsky. Thank you, Grace. Come on up to the microphone. Let's talk to you a little bit. That was a fantastic performance. Thank you. So you told me you are a student where?
At Collegiate.
What year are you?
Freshman.
A freshman. My goodness gracious. How many freshmen of you out there can play something like that? It's amazing. So what's your favorite subject at school besides music?
I like biology and English.
And English.
Also.
Very, very good. In order to accomplish this movement of this violin concerto, how many hours a day were you actually practicing?
Around 2 hours.
2 hours a day. What's the biggest challenge on that piece for you?
Usually just trying to connect the two section phrases together.
The phrases together.
And then making it smooth and then...
Because it's really, it jumps a lot, and it's not as lyrical as, you know, as perhaps a Mozart would be, exactly.
Yeah.
And what are your favorite hobbies?
I really love to read. I, like, read, like, 5 books a day. And
oh, wow, that's wonderful. Yeah. When you're not practicing, you're reading.
Yeah.
There's a great student for you. Well, thank you very, very much for being here today, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Grace Yu. Well, we'll continue now with our second performer. This is Alice Yu. Alice is a pianist. She's a 16-year-old pianist, an exchange student from China. Alice is going to be performing the Liszt paraphrases on the themes from Verdi's Rigoletto. Alice? And that was 16-year-old pianist Alice Liu playing Liszt's paraphrases on themes from Verdi's opera Rigoletto. Well, thank you for that. So let me ask you, tell us a little bit about your exchange program that you're in.
I came here last year, and I am in Assumption High School. I'm a junior, and I really like this school,
I like it here. What is your favorite subject in school?
I like science.
Science?
Yeah.
Just like Grace likes biology. Okay, that's great. And for this piece, I mean, you've played a lot of repertoire, I'm assuming, maybe some Mozart also. What's the biggest challenge when you play something like Liszt with all those thirds and runs and everything else? What's the challenge for you to learn that?
I think sometimes it's really hard to keep going.
Yeah. It takes a lot of energy, doesn't it, to play that piece?
Yeah.
And you're practicing a couple hours a day, making sure that you're
getting
those notes. And how long did it take you to memorize that?
I don't know.
What a while. Well, we really want to congratulate you on winning, and also thank you very much for coming back today to perform here at Lunchtime Classics. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alice Yu, 16-year-old pianist. Thank you. Well, our next performer is a violinist. This is 14-year-old violinist Mary Gail Richardson. Mary Gail will be playing the first movement of the Violin Concerto in E minor by Felix Mendelssohn. Her accompanist today is Kristen Kinman. Mary Gail?
Thank you.
14-year-old violinist Mary Gail Richardson performing the first movement of the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto in E minor. Thank you there. That's no small feat, I should say. And so let me know, where do you go to school and what grade you're in?
I go to collegiate and I'm in eighth grade.
An eighth grader playing that. And you know what? Who's your favorite violinist right now? Who do you like to listen to and maybe think about as you're playing?
I don't think I could pick a favorite.
You've got many of them, correct? That's wonderful. And in school, besides music, what do you like to study?
I like English and science.
English and science. Well, a lot of English and science people here in this room today. That's awesome. And for this particular concerto, is this your first concerto, your second concerto?
I've played some before.
You have?
But this is definitely the largest.
The largest concerto. It's a pretty large piece. Are you working on the other movements also?
I am.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, tell us, to accomplish this wonderful feat, which you did, how many hours a day or a week are you at the violin practicing?
I practice 1 hour a day.
1 hour a day. That's amazing. That's fantastic. Well, it's a wonderful performance. It's a great piece of music. And Mary Gail, thank you for being here and congratulations. Mary Gail Richardson, 14-year-old violinist. Well, our next performer is 15-year-old pianist Andrew Jones. Andrew will be performing the Rachmaninoff Prelude in C-sharp minor. Andrew.
Thank you.
And that was 15-year-old pianist Andrew Jones performing the Rachmaninoff Prelude in C-sharp minor. Wonderful performance. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Welcome. And come closer to the microphone. So where do you go to school and what year are you in?
I'm homeschooled and I'm 10th grade,
Sophomore, 15-year-old sophomore. And in your homeschooling, what's your favorite subject?
Math.
Another mathematician in the group. This is fantastic. And what are some of your hobbies? I mean, when you're not practicing Rachmaninoff or Chopin or something, what do you like to do?
I like to go skiing, but I don't know. Last year was the first time I've been skiing, but I went 3 times because I liked it, so.
Well, that's very good. I'm glad. I've never been skiing. I'm a coward, so that's good to know. Please don't break any fingers while you're skiing. That would not be a good thing to do. And tell us about your family. You have brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm, 3. I'm the youngest. All of them are older. I have 2 sisters and 1 brother.
Okay, so you're the baby of the family.
Yeah.
And how many hours are you trying to practice a day to get your act together here?
Probably 2 hours.
2 hours a day? That's awesome. Well, it was a wonderful performance of the Rachmaninoff. Congratulations on winning, and thanks for being here, Andy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Andrew Jones, 15-year-old pianist. Thanks, Andy. And we go now to our cellist of the day. We have an 11-year-old cellist, Anne Richardson, who, yes, she is Mary Kay's sister, and she's going to be performing the 4th movement of the Elgar Cello Concerto. Accompanying her today will be Debbie Derricks.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was 11-year-old cellist Ann Richardson. Gorgeous performance, Ann. So tell us where you go to school and what grade you're in.
I go to Louisville Collegiate School, and I'm in sixth grade.
So a sixth grader playing the last movement of the Elgar Cello Concerto. That's amazing. Okay, that's amazing. Wonderful performance. So tell us, when you're not playing the cello, what do you like to do?
I do ballet 5 days a week.
Uh-huh. You do, really?
Yeah.
And tell the audience what your special thing was last year.
Last year, I was Clara in the Nutcracker.
Right here in Louisville. Yeah, wonderful. And so you have a sister who's a cello, who is a violinist, and you've played chamber music together, haven't you?
Yeah, we're in a trio that's called the Fairy Trio.
Fairy Trio?
We have a pianist that gets together. We all get together once a week and rehearse pieces, and it's really fun.
It's a lot of fun. Chamber music's an awesome, there's so much repertoire too. Well, thank you for performing today, and congratulations on winning also, Anne. Anne Richardson, 11-year-old cellist here. Thanks, Anne. And we have one more performer today. This has been such a wonderful afternoon. Just thank you all for being here. We're going to now hear 17-year-old pianist Connie Wu. Connie will be performing the Liszt Tarantella in G minor. Help me welcome Connie. Thank you. 17-year-old pianist Connie Wu, thank you. Brilliant performance of that. The Liszt Tarantella in G minor. Wow. No small piece of music, I should say.
Yeah.
It looks like you had fun playing that.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It is a lot of fun, isn't it? What, for you, for that piece, what was the biggest challenge?
Probably capturing the character of every section, because the character always is changing. And then having to keep up the energy from the first note to the very last note.
Exactly. That makes a lot of sense. It's not, you know, we know that you'll get the notes and things like that. It's capturing the character, as you said, making it a piece of music. You know, what's all involved in that?
Yeah.
It's a lot of mental stuff, too, isn't it?
Yes.
So you are a senior where?
Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School.
Okay. Do you know what you're going to do next year?
Not completely decided yet, but I'm thinking about probably doing engineering plus some music. But no matter what I do, I know that music's always going to be a part of my life.
Absolutely. I'll have to kill you if it's not. Wonderful performance, and congratulations, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Connie Wu, 17-year-old pianist. Thank you, Connie. Thank you. Well, I want to remind you that these were the winners of the Classical 90.5 PNC Wealth Management-sponsored contest, the Young Artist Contest that took place last month. And let me remind you who the judges were at that contest. Helen Bahanan from IUS, Nada Lutfi, who is a concert pianist and artist in residence here at WUOL, and Jason Weinberger, who is the associate conductor of the Louisville Orchestra. They were the judges. And we're going to be giving out the awards right now, and I'd like to remind you that PNC Wealth Management was the sponsor, actually, of this competition, and we really want to thank PNC Wealth Management. Help me thank them for this. And I'd like to introduce our representative from PNC Wealth Management. This is Mike Mall. He's a senior vice president with the PNC Bank, where he serves as the director of client and community relations. Welcome, Mike Mall.
Thank you for being here.
Mike, would you like to say a couple words, and thank you for being here.
Oh, just congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations to everybody that participated. And thank you guys here at the station for continuing this wonderful event and just keeping the music alive.
It
sounds trite sometimes, but it really is. Sometimes it needs an exerted effort to keep that alive. And I look out at the families. I know the sacrifices that you've made as a family, and I just want to tell you that it is worthwhile. It means an awful lot to us as a community.
It does. And, you know, I want to remind you that these sorts of events are really made possible by our contributing members. So I'm putting a little bit of effort in here. If you're not a contributing member, you can call 814-6565 and become one today. So thank you. So let's start with the honorable. Let's have all of the winners come up. Can you all come up? And then we'll be presenting all of the awards. So let's give them all one more big hand. I'm going to have Mike announce and give these lovely young artists their awards.
Oh, you sure you want me to announce? Okay. I might butcher a name. I'll do the handing.
Okay.
You do the announcing.
Carol will announce and Mike will do the handing. We want to start with our four honorable mentions. First, we have honorable mention for Alice Liu. We're going to take pictures afterwards. Second honorable mention, Andrew Jones. Andrew? Third honorable mention, Grace Yu. Fourth honorable mention, Mary Gail Richardson. Our second place winner in the competition was Connie Wu. And congratulations to our first place winner, Ann Richardson, who receives this wonderful trophy and a check. Congratulations, Ann. Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much for being here. We really appreciate you and PNC Wealth Management. Well, but one more great round of applause for these wonderful artists. And if we want to make sure you stay here, we're going to take some pictures. We have the press waiting for us for the pictures. And I'm Carol Larson. Thank you very much for coming here for our Lunchtime Classics, and good afternoon.